It's one of those things that people get shamed for. You're always embarrassed. You're like, oh, I took a nap today. I'm going to go home and I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, nap shaming is for real. It's endemic. And everywhere you go, somebody's got something to say about it if you nap.
And now my Aura Ring telling me I'm not sleeping enough. And then I took a nap and it told me I took too long of a nap. Joining us is Professor Sarah Mednick. She's a cognitive neuroscientist at the University of California. She is the author of The Hidden Power of the Downstate and Take a Nap, Change Your Life.
Oh,
I'm going to guess you're an advocate of napping.
Let's go, Doc.
Yeah, you can't win with the nap world, huh? It's like when you nap, you feel bad. When you don't nap, you feel bad.
Mm. Yes.
You know what? I know, Doc, that Anna is going to want to get to what is the perfect time of a nap because she has her own theories in this. And of course, you know, her Aura Ring has been scolding her. But I just need to know, is there any validity to the fact that if you do not get good sleep every day, let's say you're a 5 hour at night sleeper, is it healthy for you to take a 90-minute nap every afternoon or whatever it may be available to you?
You know, I think it's a complicated question because are you a regular napper? If you've been taking naps your whole life and those naps really work for you and, you know, you're not tired during the day, you're not falling asleep behind the wheel or when you're sitting quietly reading and those naps are the ones to get you through the day, then it's a perfect part of your circadian rhythm and it's great. If you've suddenly found yourself napping as you get older and you've never been a napper before, then you might want to start to think about, is there some underlying reason why I'm so sleepy?
Great, I'm dying.
Clearly.
I think that that's the difference between sort of healthy napping and then pathological napping, where it's actually the sign of some underlying disorder that's making you tired.
We're talking with nap expert Sarah Mednick.
I could nap every single day. I mean, obviously, that doesn't always get to happen. I'm an adult and I have work and I have children, but I can close my eyes anywhere at any time and fall asleep without a problem.
Same.
And I know that for a lot of people, it's the opposite. They can't sleep. They can't nap. They can't do that.
Yeah, it's your superpower.
Right. I guess it really is, although I think people would argue it's not, including my Aura Ring. Sometimes I take a nap and it gets mad at me and it says, like, you took too long of a nap and now you're screwing up your system and all that. Is there such a thing as taking too long of a nap? And what is the perfect time to take a nap?
You know, we go through entire sleep cycles in 90 minutes. So the reason why you probably are oversleeping is that you've already gone through a full sleep cycle and now you're starting up another one. If you start to go deep into another sleep cycle, you could possibly be waking up in a deeper state of sleep that's actually quite difficult to wake up from.
I'm going to err on the side of caution, Anna, and sleep everywhere I can, whenever I can.
That's smart. Does it matter if you take your nap in the car or if on a couch? Like, does it matter where you sleep?
No, I just took a nap in my car on Monday. No, I think napping in the car is great. One of my favorite naps is I drive to the yoga place and I take like a 15-minute nap prior to the class. And then I'm completely ready for a whole second part of the day.
Mm. Okay. All right. Can you be addicted to naps?
Well, I think that the word addiction makes it sound really bad. I wouldn't call it something like an addiction. It's more like you have the ability to nap while other people don't.
One last question. Why do some people drool when they nap and others don't?
It's usually just the depth of your sleep. All the muscles relax and you really get into a state of atonia and then you start to drool. It's a good sign.
She said wear it as a badge of honor.
That's
and not
said.
A sign of regret.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I subscribe to that. Everything else before that, Sarah, I bought into. That one I'm not sure I could sign off on, but thank you.
If you want to learn more about Sarah and her books and all about napping, you can head to her website, sarahmednick.com. Thank you so much.